Hi, I'm Alexandria Nicole, a college student who likes to rant about everything yet nothing, and on today's episode, I'll be ranting about the Disney Plus original film Godmothered, which was released this December of 2020 on its streaming platform Disney Plus. Now, I am a proud Disney adult, so I was open to give this film a try, and I think it deserves an A for effort. It was definitely a quarantine movie. I've seen all the classics already on Disney, and I thought, why not try this lighthearted film? I thought it would be interesting to talk about it because right now, the Disney film everyone is critiquing and talking about is Soul, and it just came out and it's very popular. I've seen Soul. It is amazing. It is very deep and it makes you question life. But I thought, why not critique a less popular film that did not make me question my life? So, Godmothered stars Julianne Bell, who was featured in films like 22 Jump Street, Rough Night, and Office Christmas Parties. So it was a nice change of speed to see her play a fairy in a Disney family-friendly Christmas film. It was directed by Sharon Magier, and she also directed the Bridget Jones Diary and Bridget Jones Baby film, which I personally love to hear and learn about because those are some of my favorite British rom-coms. Now, to go into what this movie is about, it tells the story of a young fairy godmother who is very bubbly and enthusiastic about the whole world of fairy godmothering, and she wants to bring the magic and wishing concept back to the fairy world, because in the fairy world right now, you know, a kind of parallel to society right now, jobs are just being taken over by other things and everyone is going to the tooth fairy industry. But she wants to be a fairy godmother. She is determined to do this. So she goes to see if she could find one last wish, if someone missed one last wish. And she finds a young girl wished for true love and wrote a letter to the fairy godmothers. So she decides she's going to go to Earth and she's going to make this happen. She's going to complete this mission and she is going to save the fairy godmother world. Yay! Well, anyway, when she goes to Earth, it's the 21st century, and that little girl is a grown woman who is also a mother. So both the fairy godmother and the woman go through this growth and life lessons together in a quite entertaining yet predictable way. This film launches when Mackenzie, that is the older woman who when she was younger wrote to the fairy godmother, meets the fairy godmother and does not want her help, because I mean, as a 30 something year old, I don't know if you would want the help of a woman with wings, a ball gown, and a wand telling you she wants to help you find your Prince Charming. I would be as confused. But anyway, it shows the reality of a quote-unquote fairy tale, and this kind of challenges the fairy godmother to want to help more, because in her head she has this idea that everyone wants that cliche fairy tale that she was learning in fairy godmothering school. Anyway, this story questions and also makes fun of original Disney classics and the classic fairy godmothers that we know in films like Cinderella and Sleeping Beauty, which I thought was really funny, because at first it was kind of, it is a cheesy movie, I will say that, but it was funny they kind of broke the fourth wall in making fun of the movie itself, which I thought was refreshing, because it wasn't just, you know, be a princess with a ball gown and meet your Prince Charming. It kind of made fun of that. So in one of the scenes, the magical sidekick creature is a raccoon, instead of something more elegant like Jasmine had a tiger, and Cinderella had songbirds and, you know, little mice. So that was really funny. And the fairy godmother decorates in one scene the woman's house, and it's all like elegant, rococo. I don't know, I'm not a history major, but you know that, you know, very Beauty and the Beast, you know, 1700s decor, and the woman's like, what are you doing? And so it's really funny in that way. Now, I would definitely say this is a cute movie that little kids would be entertained by, because it's live action and it has that OG plotline that a lot of Disney films have, but it does show that the fairy tale ending doesn't need a prince or a princess or a ball gown made by songbirds, which I thought was really unique and a nice, easy way to bring that message to a younger crowd. Now, it also shows that true love can be found within friends, family, children. So I think it would be a cute movie to show younger kids who maybe are tired about the prince and princess story, but yet are maybe too young to understand deeper meaning movies like Soul. Now, within the film, the fairy godmother goes through her own conflict. Like I said before, she's just realizing everything she learned in fairy school is outdated and not realistic, but this confuses her, but yet her positive attitude inspires others to kind of bring back those childish qualities. For example, there is a scene where they break out in song and dance, and I thought that was kind of funny. But to be honest, this is not a Disney movie I will force my kids to watch in 15 years. The production value and the editing is decent, but I have to realize Disney has millions to just spend on a quick little Christmas film to put out during quarantine. The plotline is very predictable. My family and I, while watching this film, we kind of made a game out of it. We were trying to guess out the conflicts and what will happen next. Will Mackenzie, the woman, fall in love with the townsman, or will she learn to love herself? So I would say overall, if I'm going to grade this film, I'll give it a cute C minus. It was done in a modern way. I think a 6-year-old and a 10-year-old would enjoy. It did have humor within it that a 40-year-old mother could at least laugh at, but I don't think this is a film to waste your money on or buy a Disney Plus subscription for. Anyway, that's all the time we have today. Thank you for listening to my rant about the Disney Plus original film Godmother.